Right. We're speaking now to Sasha Planting, who's editor of the MoneyWeb Investor magazine, talking about the March issue of the magazine. Sasha, thanks for your time today. And I think if I'm not mistaken, you've got a strong focus on savings and investment this month, right?
Evening, Sticky. Yeah, that's always been our focus, but we're actually trying to narrow it a bit more so that the articles are more informative and more useful to people who are interested in saving. You know, there's so much talk at the moment about radical economic transformation, but the reality is that without economic growth, there can be no transformation. And without savings, there can be no economic growth. So it becomes a bit of a vicious circle. So savings are important.
And a big part of the issue is that people can't save because actually some of them earn so little at the moment. How do we get them to a point where they can actually save?
It's such a complex issue. I mean, just saying you need to save more is really oversimplifying. And as you point out, if you're on the breadline, it's almost impossible. But there are actually examples. You know, we always look at developed and undeveloped countries around the world. In South America, there's some great examples of programs where actually people are encouraged to save with incentives. So perhaps government matches their savings, or perhaps there's a prize or a reward of some sort.
Mm.
Actually, if you're poor, it doesn't mean you can't save. It's possible.
Now, what are you offering then in the magazine to sort of tips and advice on how to do this?
Sihi, we've got a story on demystifying the unit trust industry.
Yeah.
You know, unit trusts are brilliant savings vehicles for experienced investors and inexperienced. But actually, the industry is impenetrable almost. So we've looked at that. We've looked at the cheapest online share savings, online share trading available. We've looked at share buybacks. And those are all maybe a little technical. We also like people, and we've spoken to Edward Kiswetter, who, as you know, is the former CEO of Alexander Forbes. And he's taken a big chunk of his retirement savings and invested it in a university.
Okay.
Sounds amazing, but he has, and it's actually, it may earn some money, but in fact, it's a different kind of reward that he's looking for there.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks, Sasha. Sasha Planting, editor of the Investor magazine here at MoneyWeb. We're back tomorrow. Bye-bye.